go. Now we're rocking, aren't we? Hey, the number here is 541-388-1110. We would love to have you call in. Please do. Be part of the show. You know, I had a couple of things here that were kind of interesting, and I know that I'd hit it before, but I think that it's pretty important that we scale some of this stuff on occasion, and I just couldn't resist going over this one more time, because you know we hear about all this money, billions and trillions and millions, and you know, gosh, what does that do? And you know, a few months ago I heard where they compared the number of years to seconds, so that you could kind of get your head around what that means. And so a trillion, which is a number that we sort of used to make fun of with a gazillion, when we were kids, it was trillions and gazillions because nobody could even fathom what that is. So a trillion seconds is the equivalent of 31,710 years. Okay, so let's kind of work that backward to something that maybe gets a little bit closer to something that we can get our head around, because obviously not too many of us are going to live 31,710 years. So a million seconds works out to basically it's 3/100ths, 0.0317. Well, when you do the math on that, that works out to 11.57 days. Okay, so a million seconds is 11 days. A billion seconds is 31.71 years. You know, these are sort of, in the wheelhouse where you kind of go, I can get it. That's a lot, but I can kind of get my head around it. But when it goes to a trillion and it turns into 31,710 years, I mean, that's just out there. And when we listen to these guys on the politicians standing up at the microphone, we need another $3 trillion. And it's like, wow. I mean, that's like 100,000 years worth of seconds. I mean, that's a lot of money. So once again, I guess it goes back to that saying that also seems to be pretty, pretty funny right now, which is, we're with the government and we're here to help. So, one of the things that we're going to do is we'll talk a little bit about Measure 608 here in just a minute, but there were a couple of things that I wanted to talk about a little bit more local that are still on the horizon, maybe could still use a little bit of your input. The city council is still, we got two things that are really in their crosshairs that sort of affect us as property owners, and one is they're really after these short-term rentals. I don't really understand totally what the vilification is of these short-term rentals. They use that it's going to create affordable housing and all that sort of thing. But in all honesty, a nice upscale home, I think in total, and they've done the statistic work on all of this, what we're talking about is a couple hundred homes that would be affected by this. But really what it does, which I think is the thing that's most limiting to our private property rights, is like any other business that you would have, if you have a business and you go to work there and you put your heart and soul in it, you work it, you buy equipment, you create goodwill, people return clientele, keep coming back to you, you build up a business that then has a value. And what happens with this elimination and restructuring the short-term rental qualification is those people that have worked hard to create their business and have their return clientele and have all of that, the new purchaser that comes in when those folks decide to retire or do something else isn't necessarily assured that they're going to have the opportunity to operate that same business in the same location. So it's like, I just don't understand why not. And so what they're talking about doing now is where it's currently, they sort of draw, and they don't just draw it from the center of the property. They actually use the actual corner boundaries of the property, and any property that currently is within 300 feet of those corners, if they apply for a permit to do a short-term rental or an Airbnb or whatever one of the terms you want to use, basically it's a rental of anything shorter than 30 days. They want to expand that now to 500 feet. That doesn't sound like an awful lot, but I believe with my property downtown, I checked into it at one point in time, and the 350 radius encountered like 50 properties that were within that distance of my house. It's really much, much larger than you would want. And so that additional 150 feet just makes it go out that much further and be that much more restrictive. And how it's been so vilified is one of those. But anyway, that's one. The short-term rental deal, once again, it's in the crosshairs. You know, if they had the druthers, they'd just eliminate them completely and basically say that these people aren't allowed to have that use on their property. And the other one is the mandatory home energy audits. And, you know, that one is still receiving an awful lot of push from the council level, even though they have received a number of testimonies and emails, and hopefully you've been sending your emails into the council to let them know that, you know, hey, the home energy audits are available. Anybody that wants one certainly should have the ability to do that, to do an assessment on their property. But it shouldn't be a mandatory expense. And as we know, with all expenses that are mandatory expenses of a sale, they get passed right on to the purchaser. And that's one of those things that they're really trying to champion. And again, if the city council focused on the health, safety, and well-being of the community, and maybe got away from some of the global issues such as, you know, our equality and equity and climate change, there's enough issues just right here in town to be able to deal with health, safety, and well-being. We don't really need to tag into these really large issues that we can't really have any impact on. And you know, we're being burdened, but what's $1 trillion? You know, by golly, it's not that big a deal. So this week, the market trend report came out. Beacon appraisal report came out. That's one of the things that I share. So one of the things that I do on my website, and it's really, really easy. You just go to my website, you give me your email address, check the box and say, yeah, I'd like to have the market trend report. What I will send out each month, I won't sell your information. I won't solicit you. But what it gives you is just sort of that ongoing statistical data. And one of which is the report that's done with the Beacon Report. They're a group of appraisers here in town. They gather it from the city county records, also from the MLS. They compile it all and put it all together and chart it and graph it. And it's not just specific to Bend. It's all of Central Oregon. It goes to Crook County, goes to Jefferson County, Sun River, Sisters. All of those, and it's really pretty interesting because, you know, always when I'm out, those are the first questions. You know, well, how's the market? What's going on? Well, this is one way in real time that you can actually look at the graph, see how it's trending, see how it's cyclical in nature. The other one is one that we put together at Duke Warner Realty, which is it's based solely off of the MLS data. You know, how many listings are in, how many are pending, how many sold, how many have sold above price, how many sold below price. There's all of that information to be gathered, and that's a little bit more specific. It's in the Bend market, single family residences on acreage and vacant land properties. But if you'd like that, just go to my website, askfredjohnson.com, scroll down, check the box, and we'll make sure we'll get it, because I was chatting with Rayanne, my gal, this week, and we're going to get it out this next Tuesday. So if you get in and sign up for it, you'll get it right out. Looks like they're giving me the hook. Boom, there we are, we're rocking. So they're giving me the hook. When we come back, we're going to go into Senate Bill 608. This is a time where we can actually do a little bit of review and sort of gauge how it's impacting both renters and property owners alike. If you'd like to participate or you have any other topics that you'd like to talk about, 541-388-1110. I want to thank you again for tuning in to Ask Fred Johnson here on FM News 100, 1110, KBND.